Listening Library presents Wildlife, According to Og the Frog, by Betty G. Burney. Read for you by John H. Mayer.
Chapter 1. The End. In the swamp, the only thing that stays the same is change. Granny Greenleaf's Wildlife Wisdom.
I can't believe it's happening to me again. Just a few months ago, I was frog-napped out of my home in the swamp, the only home I've ever known. I went from a life full of my lively green frog friends, classes with our teacher, the wise Granny Greenleaf, all the yummy insects a frog could dream of, and long afternoons floating on a lily pad, to my new life at Longfellow School. The human world was strange at first, but I came to like the big tads in Mrs. Brisbane's class. I even became friends with a furry fellow whose cage is next to my tank. Humphrey is his name, and he's the other classroom pet in room 26.
Now, just as I've learned the ins and outs of being a classroom frog and have come to love this new life, it's over, gone, and I have no idea what comes next. It all begins on a warm day when I am gazing out the window at the blue sky. Our teacher, Mrs. Brisbane, suddenly says,
"Just 4 days until the end of school. I am as shocked as a bat in bright light." I'd think I didn't hear her correctly, except for the fact that Humphrey also squeaks in alarm.
"Squeak, squeak, squeak," he cries out. He's a squeaky little hamster, but he has a big heart.
"I can't believe it," I say, even though I know Humphrey and the big tads only hear the twangy sound I make.
Boing, boing. They think it's funny.
After the students leave for the day, Mrs. Brisbane comes over to our table by the window. She is humming happily.
"I guess you fellows are wondering what you'll be doing when school is over," she says with a grin.
Humphrey lets out another series of squeak, squeak, squeaks, and Mrs. Brisbane explains that it's a surprise. Surprises, like a tasty mosquito who flies right into my mouth, are nice, but I don't like surprises like hungry snapping turtles with huge jaws, especially Chopper, who also lived in the swamp with me. I don't think Humphrey likes surprises of any kind. Once we're alone, my neighbor is quiet until it gets dark, and Aldo comes in to clean room 26, as he does on every weeknight. He's extra cheery as he goes to work. He tells us that school is already over for him, and he got good grades. Aldo is bigger and older than the big tads, but he still goes to school to learn to be a teacher, like Mrs. Brisbane. Tonight, he cleans the room as he's never cleaned it before. He whistles, twirls his broom, and practically dances across the floor.
When he settles down to eat his sandwich, he tells us,
"When Longfellow School closes next week, I'm leaving town." Aldo seems pleased about leaving, but I see Humphrey's tail twitch and his whiskers droop.
When we're alone again, Humphrey crawls into his little sleeping hut, and I don't see him again the rest of the night.
Poor guy. He loves school so much, and now so do I. It's time to float in the water and let my thoughts wander. I can almost hear Uncle Chinwag back in the swamp saying, "Float, doze, be, and you will live so happily." But I'm not feeling so hoppy tonight,
So I dive into the water side of my tank and splash around until I am as tired as a hummingbird flying against a heavy wind. Then I hop back up on my rock and go to sleep. When our principal, Mr. Morales, visits our classroom, he seems as happy about the end of school as Aldo and Mrs. Brisbane are. He and his family are going to hit the road, he says. I think it means they are leaving town, too. Mrs. Brisbane explains that she and her husband are going to Tokyo, where their son is getting married. That's a long way from here. Are Humphrey and I going, too? Is that the surprise? Squeak! 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 By now, I know those are squeaks of alarm. Our future is as mysterious as the great unknown, as we called the world beyond the swamp. Over the next few days, the students in room 26 are as busy and buzzy as bees in a field of flowers. There are reports to be graded, desks to be cleaned out, and books to return to the library. But why does school have to end? And where will that leave Humphrey and me? Speaking of Humphrey, I don't know what in the swamp he's thinking, but I do know his busy brain is always working. Once we're alone that night, the little fellow jiggles his lock and scampers over to my tank. Squeak, squeak, squeak! Squeak, squeak, squeak! Then he scrambles to the edge of the table and slides down the leg as fast as an eagle swooping down on a lizard. That's fast. Still moving quickly, he hurries across the floor, then flattens himself so he can slide under the door and out into the hallway. Be careful, Humphrey, I try to warn him. But it's too late. He's gone. I don't see Humphrey again for a long time. I should be used to watching him go off on a nighttime adventure. He does it often. Truthfully, I'm a little jealous. I'm an adventurous guy, too. I'd like to go exploring at night the way he does, but I can't slide down the table leg, squeeze under the door, or let myself dry out. So I'm left behind, and every single time I'm as nervous as a mouse listening to the midnight hoots of an owl until he comes back. While I wait, I dive into my water and swim laps, wondering what my furry friend could be doing all this time. Where can he be? What is he thinking? A song drifts into my head, and as I often do, I calm myself by singing. Humphrey loves to help his friends. He's a daring class pet. But he is roaming far away, and he has not come back yet. Humphrey Hamster, please come home. Humphrey Hamster, hurry. If you are not back here soon, I will turn gray with worry. My tank isn't big, so I swim a lot of laps before Humphrey finally crawls under the door again. Boing, boing, I welcome him, but he still has hard work ahead of him. Since Humphrey can't slide up the table leg, he grabs onto the blind's cord and swings back and forth, higher and higher, until he's level with the table. Then he lets go and leaps onto the tabletop. Now that's something I'm good at. Leaping. Welcome back, I greet him again. Humphrey doesn't answer. I can tell he's really tired by the way his tail is dragging. However,
He's not too tired to take out the tiny notebook hidden behind the mirror in his cage and scratch away with his little pencil. Scratch.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?